Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Good morning.
Hey, David, can you hear me this time?
I can hear you loud and clear. How are you doing today, buddy?
Man, I'm doing excellent. I tell you, I looked at the NCAA field, and I just think we got a horrible draw. We're going way out to Buffalo. In Vermont and UConn backyard. I just think that's horrible. I'm really worried about my basketball team right now. And what I'm worried about is I think teams have figured out how to play us. Getting Ote one-on-one, get him in foul trouble, makes the Razorbacks totally different. You know, David, the thing that worries me, we got 13 scholarship athletes. And I think to win consistently and win it all, I don't think you can do it with seven. And I think, you know, we got to get somebody else going. I would love to see K.K. Robinson get in the mix. This basketball team is missing a point guard. I like Chris Light when he's going. And when he's cold, he's not that good. Jackson Robinson, you got to get some more bodies. If you're going to go deep in the tournament, Connor Vanover, people that haven't touched the floor in forever. It's a new season. This is the third season. This is the real season. This is where the cream rises to the top. I love what Coach Musk does offensively and defensively. I just don't think you can win it all with seven bodies. That's just my estimation. You look at anybody around the country that's playing. You look at the Villanova. You look at the Gonzaga. They play 8 to 9 players consistently. Now, we recruited these other six that never played. Why do they never play? And that's the thing that sort of bugs me about this staff. I like what they do offensively and defensively. I just don't think we have enough bodies to get us to where we ultimately want to be, Final Four National Championship. Do we have great players? Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So what would Nolan do different? Did he do anything different from the SEC tournament going into the NCAAs for you guys that you would notice that relates to what maybe the guys do or don't do today with Mus and teams today?
Yes. You know what Nolan would tell us? He said, I'm going with who's hot. Who's ever playing good in practice, you're going to play. I knew I was going to get 20 minutes of basketball game. Well, he played when we were rolling. He played 1 to 9 to 10 players. And I just think, you know, with seven players, we're a little tired right now. I think we're beat up physically. You think about it. We went to Tennessee, had a hard fall. LSU, we beat them, but it was a physical basketball game.
Right.
Texas A&M, everybody is playing us physical. What they are doing is isolating Note one-on-one, get him in foul trouble, and then what they are doing is saying, once Note goes out, Chris Light's come in. He may be up or down.
Right.
Look at Devo's game this year. He's totally different. He don't even look like the same team. So, you know, we got to go back and look at some tape. We got to get some more bodies. And I really like this basketball team. But you recruited KK. I mean, you know, he was all this coming out of high school. You got the kid from Georgia that hadn't touched the floor. You got Jackson Robinson, who was highly recruited. And you got Connor Vanover, who's 7'4", that never touched the floor. I look at the bench. Those guys sit over there in their warm-up. They don't ever think they're going to play. So how can I get ready to play when I know that I'm not going to play?
That's a great point.
I like this team, but we got to get more bodies involved.
Yeah, well, but Ernie, that's everybody's been saying that's Muss's MO. Whereas with Nolan, you had a second five. You guys were there, and you practiced against a great second five, which would have been a great starting five for any other team in the country at those times. Muss's MO, from what everybody that is more educated than I am, he's a 7-8-man guy, and that's about it. I don't know if Portal does something like that. He changed after the Missouri game when he went bigger and all that. But listen, I'm with you. I mean, you're 7'4". And you're not on the field. You can't even get out there to disrupt something. That's got to kill you. Listen, that's going to kill you. You're 7'4". And you're right. Connor doesn't even look like he wants to get out there because he doesn't think he's going to get out there, as you say.
It's just like in relate anything. If you take a person confident, they give up. This kid hadn't played in the SEC. for probably 12 minutes. This is horrible, guys. He's 7'4".
Well,
listen, he played last year and didn't play in the tournament. Okay, I thought this year you would work with him and develop him a little bit more. But what I see is we got to get a – you know, it ain't working. I mean, we play good, but late in the year we fall apart because those guys, Jalen Williams, Note, Amude, they are playing 35, 36 minutes. At some point, you're going to break. That's what happened the other day. Got to get more bodies involved.
Let me ask you this, Ernie. So let's say the Hogs get past Vermont. Let's say obviously they're expected they're 6-point favorites. They should win. What about the matchup with UConn? And then if they were to get past UConn, Gonzaga, how do you see either one of those two matchups?
The game that worries me more than anything is Nolan used to always say the first one. You got to win that one. UConn worries me because they play in the Big East. That league is so physical. Until I don't know if we can match the physicality of UConn. Now, if they let UConn play, we'll be home. But if they call it tight, we'll be there. Vermont worries me. Let me tell you why. They are a senior ladies basketball team, and I know they play in a weaker conference, but they 28-5. Okay? They haven't had a close game. The Razorbacks, yes, we should be better than Vermont. But you never know. You know, we went to SEC tournament, had a great show in the first day. The second day, I think we were a little beat up. What I need to see from this basketball team, I need to see encouragement from the coaching staff. They get down on them too fast. You know, I know Jalen Williams had two turnovers back-to-back, but he's the glue to your basketball team. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to go down there and say, okay, Jalen, you turn it over twice. I want you to go back in there and give me your A game.
Right.
Look like to me the staff gets down too fast on these kids. These are the kids that won you, 14 out of your last 15 games or whatever it was?
Right.
You got to let these kids play and have fun. We didn't play well against Texas A&M, put KK in, put Vanover in, put Jackson. Let's see, can they help us down the road? Never play them until the game is all the way out of whack.
Let me ask you this.
You cannot win consistently and win the big game with 7 basketball players. Everybody else plays 9 to 10. Kansas, Duke, everybody.
We were listening earlier. Was it Billis Raj who said it? That said that it just made the point that we are not a great shooting team either.
We're not. Our defense is what kept us in the game.
The defense, and then we sometimes settle. I think we were 2 of 18 from threes or 3 of 18s, and we don't go to the basket. And where we do shoot well is from the free throw line, and that's something I think they need to remember as well. You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. This basketball team can go a long way, but I think we got to attack the rim. We got to get at least 1 or 2 more people active. Go to Vanover and just tell him, say, hey, I need you. I needed you. I need you now. Give him that confidence. Give him a chance. Vermont is a perfect game for Connor Vanover. I looked at their roster. The tallest guy they got is 6'9". But guess what? We'll go over there and Vanover will never touch the floor. And he is 7 inches taller anybody.
Wow, that's incredible. You know what? And you talk about saving legs for the second game. That would be great in front of 1,500 people, yeah, you say? Yeah. 1,500 people, and you let him get in there. And let him, because listen, you know, Justin Moore made the point that A&M beating us, and Joe Klein has made the point before when it was Alabama, we were playing all them. Those were desperate teams that we were playing. They needed those wins. A&M needed that win, and then they needed to win against Tennessee to get in the tournament, obviously, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So they had to do that. Vanover, does he need this because this is it? Is this his final season as a Razorback? Is this his final playing basketball? I mean, can he get out there and play like lights out? That's it. Be the galoot that's out there. Get out there and get 5 fouls if you have to. But you're 7 inches taller than everybody else. You're 7'4". Can you not just stand there and block a shot? I don't know, and I'm not blaming him. I'm talking about hell. I mean, you talk about wasted talent. I mean, it's
That's
there.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's there, and you know.
But this is what gets me. Chris likes throws the ball away four times in a row.
Yes, yes, yes.
Chris likes his hot and cold. When he's hot, he's the greatest player ever. When he's not.
Because he went an 0-6 run to end that first half of LSU. He gives us the lead with a 5 or 6 point swing all by himself. But you also know you're gonna get that four turnovers too, and it might be critical at one point.
You know, and that's the thing that, you know, and I know coaches at practice every day. They see them every day. But the difference I see in coaches now than when I played, if you was having a bad couple games, the head coach or your bench coach, who may have been Mike Anderson, may have been the guard coach, he will bring you in. And he would say, hey, we having a meeting today. You got to get going. I need you to get in the gym. I need you to work on this. I need you to do this to help this. This where we need you. The reason Arkansas is going to have trouble in the tournament is if Note get in foul trouble and Chris Likes doesn't have it going, who is your point guard? Yeah. To me, Devo is a two guard. He's not a point guard.
So, before I let you go, so what's your prediction, Ernie? Tell us what you think is going to happen.
Pain.
Well, this is what I think. This is my honest opinion. We beat Vermont, and I just think if we come out and play all lights out, we can beat UConn. I think the team can go to the Sweet 16, but we're going to have to play as a unit, and we're going to have somebody to come off the bench and be a hero.
You know,
I like this basketball team. I just want more pieces to the puzzle.
All right, there you have it.
Baby.
There, and by the way, too, you mentioned you covered a lot of high school. You refereed a lot of high school basketball. Did you see any of the state championships this weekend, Ernie? Or last week?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you all something. Darian Ford is a pro, maybe not an NBA pro, but I listened to what his coach said after the game. He's the first player at practice. He's a great student. He gives the school no problem. He teaches Sunday school. He teaches 40 kids every Sunday school.
Wow. Yep.
This kid knows how to win. Does he have the talent of Nick Smith? I don't know. But I just think he's a winner. And that's what we got. We need winners. And when you get kids from successful programs, then it turns over into college life. And I really like what I saw in Hot Springs this weekend. The arena was sold out. It was rocking. I tell you what, Arkansas high school basketball was great all weekend.
Ernie, thanks for jumping on with us. Hey, have you heard from Justin Moore yet?
No, I want him to call me. I want to go to the concert with him.
Come on, Justin. Called Ernie. Come on, man. He's on a bus driving back from Missouri right now. He's not driving. He's sleeping probably right now. He had a concert last night.
Why are you calling him out?
Okay. Yeah, Ernie's trying to get up with him.
Hey, go home.
All right, Ernie. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Wow, Ernie.
I like it.
Ernie wants some more playtime.
Well,
that's what his role was.